talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder is underwritten by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, cindyschulte.com, and Fred Haas, over 30 years helping injured Iowans recover losses from accidents and work-related injuries. Fred Double D, Haas Double A.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Julie Nelson.
And I'm Chris Magruder. Good morning.
You're at Catholic Women Now. So, Chris, how's your Advent going?
It's going well. I made a promise to myself that I was going to try to get all the Christmasing done early so that I had
we
time.
We talked about it on that show.
Yes. And so I promised myself that I would get at least 3 days of just focusing on Him and time to love Him and praise Him and abide in Him. And so I'm kind of rushing through my Christmasing and trying to keep Him focused too. But, you know, give or take is what's happening. I'm giving in one area, I'm taking another.
Well, so the 3 days before Christmas is what you're trying to aim for
yes.
your 3 days of quiet
yes.
silence.
Well, you know, 3 days before the Christmas starts at my house. So we have Christmas at our house on the 23rd.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm backing it up to the 20th. So I'm actually going to have more time than that. But,
well, that sounds like a good goal. That's a good goal.
Yeah. What about you?
Some of you know, my friends know, I spent Friday in email purgatory, and I spent 3 hours, I'm not exaggerating, on tech support lines between my Apple line support and my email provider, trying to sync them up, and I've had it synced before. And after 3 hours, I lost all my emails, and it wasn't synced. And I didn't get angry. I just thought,
that's good.
You know what came...
That's
good. You know, and I wasn't frustrated, and I thought, oh, God, that's new. That's
yeah,
really
that's
new
good.
For me.
That's good. But you know what has happened to me, listeners, is now every email that I get says Julie Nelson's name on it.
See,
somehow I got
God
your virus.
God made me famous.
Yeah.
No, but you know what's really been beautiful about it is, like, God, our loving Father, who knows what's best for us, has given me this gentle correction that I feel free because I don't have all this emails and all these letter, these email newsletters you get when you order from catalogs and stuff like that. And I've been trying to unsubscribe, but it's clean.
I open up my email. The bondage has been broken.
It is. And that's what Advent's about, is purification. And I'm like, Lord, loving Father that you are, you've just purified me a little bit. And I am kind of feeling a little free from it.
He's giving you a little email metaphor for Advent.
Yes. And it's been wonderful. You know, it's that saying, it's better to light a candle than curse the darkness. And I'm like, every time I light my Advent candle on my wreath, I'm like, light the candle in the darkness and dispel all that. So.
You're good.
Well, God just did
Hey, you know what? We better start with prayer. We're just chatting too much about our emails here.
In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we got a great guest on our show today. Everett Fritz is joining us.
Yes, I'm excited to have him in. My daughter, Addie, has met him in person and raves about him. And so it'll be fun to have him on.
He is the founder of St. Andrew's Missionaries, which is a program that helps coach parishes and churches to work with the youth in a new discipleship model that you'll want to hear about. And it's a model they're using at Dowling Catholic. So that's a wonderful, but we get a second bonus with him because he's got a strong devotion to the Blessed Mother. And tomorrow is the feast day, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, which the Immaculate Conception is often a misconception. So he's going to help talk to us through that and the biblical references for that.
Yes, and he's going to tell about some miracles that have happened with him and the Blessed Virgin, her power of prayer for us.
Yeah.
And you know what it did? It just kind of re-upped my game with Mary. I went, oh, yeah, I forgot how powerful she is. I mean, I knew it, but to hear him tell us about it the other day. So I can't wait for you listeners to hear about it, the little miracles that he's experienced.
I agree with that, too, because it kind of it brought back things that have happened in my life through Our Lady's intercession and her prayers.
Yeah, she's pretty powerful.
She is powerful.
And then we had a winner of the Advent devotional
Had that giveaway, Rooted in Hope, and the winner is Karen Liker. She's from Kansas, so we have listeners in Kansas. And it was through our text line, which is 515-223-1150. A little plug there if you want to text us and today if you have questions for our guests. But anyway, so it's through the text line. We were texting back and forth. I said, how do you listen to the show? And she goes, I try to get it when I can on the internet. So I thought, wow, praise God. Praise
no
God.
Kidding.
And
no
she
kidding.
Sent a picture and put it on our Facebook page, Catholic Women Now Radio, of her with the book. So
Well, hopefully you'll enjoy that, Karen, if you're listening.
Yes,
that'll
Karen.
Be great. Yeah. So yeah, like Julie said, text your comments today if you have questions for Everett or if you have questions for us or comments at 515-223-1150. And we can see your texts now. We've got the text line right on our screen.
Yep.
So we'd love to hear what you have to say. And then I'm so excited because tonight we're going to do our little dinner in December to celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception with our Iowa Catholic Radio friends down at the Tea Room.
Yeah, that's coming up tomorrow night. Yeah. Or Friday night. Yeah, tomorrow night. Yeah, oh gosh, I'm getting mixed up. It's a busy time of year.
It is. I think I said tonight. Tomorrow night. Thank you for correcting me.
We're both mixed up.
I guess. Thank you, Cindy Schulte of Farm Bureau Financial Services, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. She's a friend of ours and an authorized independent agent. Cindy and her team provide health insurance options from Wellmark, Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Iowa. She just does a great job of making insurance simple for people, and she's really committed to helping prepare you and your future, protecting what, you know, matters most. So anything you need through your stages of life, 515-226-2111 or cindyschulte.com.
Yeah, thank you, Cindy. Well, we're excited to have Everett Fritz with us this morning. He is the founder of St. Andrew's Missionaries, which is a program to help coach parishes and churches on a new discipleship of leadership for youth. And they're using this program at Dowling Catholic High School under the direction of Addison Magruder. He also has a strong devotion to our Blessed Mother, so we're going to get into a little bit of the Immaculate Conception as well with Everett this morning. So welcome, Everett, to Catholic Women Now.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be on the radio with you.
Oh.
Are we waking you up?
No, I'm awake. I'm awake and I've been up for a while, actually.
Oh, so. Very good. Very good.
Not typically a morning person, but I'm up and up and moving.
Well, if you're working with all those youth, you're probably up late with them.
Yes. I'm accustomed to being a night person.
I'm a little bit like you. Sometimes I'm up way too late before our radio show, and my listeners can probably tell when that has happened to us.
Well, let's get started here, Everett. So what is the purpose of St. Andrew Missionaries?
So I started a ministry. We just celebrated our first year anniversary on November 30th, which is the feast day of St. Andrew. But I launched in 2016, which, backtracking a little bit, I used to work for the Augustine Institute and worked in their youth ministry department, developing a program called Why Disciple. And I left that on a prayer, realizing that that my gifts and talents were better utilized in coaching and mentoring. Essentially, St. Andrew Missionaries exists to help shift youth ministry in the church to discipleship. We are losing our young people in the church on a pretty big scale. I think it's roughly about 80% of our young people we're losing after the age of 23.
Mm-hmm.
So when we lose people, I think the actual statistic is 1 in 10 Americans is a former Catholic, and 80% of them leave the church by their 23rd birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So when we lose people in the church, we lose them young.
Mm.
I took a step back from youth ministry a few years ago and looked at the course of my work, and I had built really big youth groups. But didn't necessarily see that translate into lifelong disciples of Jesus Christ. And in fact, when I worked in smaller environments with Bible studies, with mentoring, with working with teens in their prayer lives, with working with their parents, and could focus in on a handful of individuals, those were the ones who translated into lifelong disciples. So the method that I coach is teaching parishes to start small group Bible studies with teenagers so that they can translate into more individualized meeting of their needs.
So it's kind
their
of
pastoral needs.
It's kind of that idea. It sounds like they get to know Christ. Maybe that relationship develops personally, and then it's interesting to them. They glom on themselves. It's that personal relationship with Christ is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's about it translates into a rabbi and disciple relationship. I mean, this is if we look at the scriptures, Jesus didn't just teach us a message. He also taught us a method. The ancient practice of discipleship consisted of people going and living with a rabbi and learning from their everyday example. And that's the biggest thing that I saw, was that they needed living witnesses and to see what living Christianity looked like in an everyday environment. And that required individualized attention. So I'm seeing young people's lives changed by putting a mentor into their lives, where that mentor really gives a lot of focus and attention into teaching disciplines of a disciple. This is actually the way that I tell the story of Jan Taranowski, who was built a discipleship program in Poland that became known as the Living Rosary. And of 60 young men that he mentored, he really focused in on five, and those five focused in on 12 each. So there were 60 young men all together, and they would go camping, and they would learn the spiritual classics of St. John the Cross, which is what Jan Taranowski had a great devotion to. And they learned the rosary. And of those 60 young men, 10 of them became Catholic priests. And the first to become a Catholic priest was Karol Wojtyla.
Yeah, which we all know who he is.
Yes. So Karol Wojtyla went on to say that if it weren't for Jan Taranowski and the attention that he received from Jan Taranowski, he wouldn't have become a Catholic priest.
And then Pope John Paul II, yeah, of course.
Right.
And now
right.
a saint.
Yeah, no kidding.
And John Paul II had a great devotion to St. John the Cross and a great devotion to the rosary, which you learned from Jan Taranowski. So
wow.
The faith is caught. It's not taught. There is something about an apprenticeship in the Christian life which is missing in our everyday communication with young people.
Well, Everett, you know, I really like this idea that it's a peer-to-peer kind of mentorship, because at that point in life, kids listen to their peers more than they do their parents.
You know, and I was thinking that it's really something when you do start with smaller numbers and it becomes more personalized, it really does. I mean, you can't talk to huge groups and have the same effect. I agree.
So, Everett, I have a question for you. So it's a peer-to-peer mentorship in a sense, but how does this affect the parents and get the family involved? Because I would think, you know, the family needs to be the seedbed of faith as well, and a lot of parents probably aren't aware what the teachings of the church either, or Jesus Christ as a personal relationship.
Yeah, the discipleship group that I'm running right now, which is a group of about 11 young men, and I've had them for 4 years, they are now seniors in high school. I started it by approaching a couple of parents and saying to the parents, I want to mentor your sons. And then I worked with the parents to identify the kind of the core friend group of those, of their sons. And then I'm in communication with the parents on a weekly basis about what we're discussing. So that, translates into conversations between parents and teenagers on what it is that they're learning in the faith in their discipleship group, which has been really great to hear that the mentoring is translating into a bridge between parent and teenager. That basically I'm providing another adult into the lives of their teenager to be an assistant to the parent in the time of adolescence, which is really beautiful. And walk alongside of their teenager and provide support in the faith and development. I'm a big believer that working with parents is a game changer in regards to youth ministry and youth discipleship. So
as Julie says, you never know who's helping who, parent or child, right?
Right.
Julie always says that in our studio. Well, tell us, Everett, a little bit about some of the faith conversions and testimonies that you've seen through this.
Yeah, I've already seen a difference in Dowling Catholic High School is implementing this model, and I've been working with your daughter, Addie Magruder, she's starting. It's interesting, Dowling has hired her as somebody to walk alongside of the students at Dowling Catholic High School all the way into freshman year of college, which is something that I see as a unique position, because they're trying to translate translate it so that we're not losing teens in between that handoff between high school and college. She's already got 13 discipleship groups that are going to be up and running by January, which is really beautiful.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think nine of them are going already.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's doing phenomenal work at Dowling Catholic High School, which I know that that's close to home for Iowa Catholics. So, so I wanted to share at least that story. But in my work with teenagers, I've been doing discipleship groups now for about 7 years. And I've seen either starting discipleship groups with and placing a mentor into those groups or leading the groups myself. And I've seen that if we translate, at least one of the factors that I'm looking for is when they go to college, are they still attending Mass on Sunday on a weekly basis? And I see an 80% success rate when I look at the stats and follow up with the students and such. So we're seeing a difference in regards to those who've gone through discipleship and been in a weekly Bible study and been in a weekly mentoring group it's translating into practice in their adult life, which is beautiful.
This just gives me so much hope as a parent of a high schooler and young adults. This just gives me hope when I look at the next generation coming up to see this kind of work being done. And Everett, this is amazing. This is amazing.
You know, and I just go back to when I first started doing Bible studies right into my marriage is when I first started doing it and what a difference it started to make in my life. So I'm imagining them starting younger and what a difference that will be for them going into college, going into their own marriages, et cetera.
Building that foundation.
Or more vocations to the priesthood as well, which we need.
Well, Ever, we're going to keep you on the line here and take a little quick break here. If you just joined us, this is Catholic Women Now here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And our guest today is Everett Fritz. He is the founder of St. Andrew's Missionaries, which is a program they're implementing at Dowling to help young people to stay strong in their faith. And then also after this break, he'll be talking to us about the Immaculate Conception and his devotion to Mary, which the Immaculate Conception is tomorrow, which is a holy day.
Yes.
Several churches are offering extra masses, so check your church, your local church, for a Mass time, but it's a solemnity and it's so nice to get that in the middle of Advent and a little day of feasting. Friday we don't have to fast, so fortunately it falls on Friday this year. So, and if you have any questions for our guests, you can text us at 515-223-1150.
You're listening to Iowa Catholic Radio. We're on 1150 AM, 94.5 FM and 88.5 FM, and we stream live at iowacatholicradio.com, which is why friends like ours down in Kansas City, Karen Leaker, can listen in. So listen to us really anywhere in the world and find us on Facebook.
That's right. Catholic Women Now Radio on Facebook.
That's right.
So getting back to our guest today, Everett Frist. Everett, you have a great devotion to Our Lady, and tomorrow being the Immaculate Conception. I think one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, what is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception? What is the Immaculate Conception?
Sure. The Immaculate Conception refers to the conception of Mary in the womb and her being conceived without sin. So she's never sinned in her lifetime. She never suffered the effects of original sin. And it's kind of a big deal because there is a scriptural reference in Genesis chapter 3, right after the fall of man and Adam and Eve. It says that God is going to put enmity between the serpent and the woman, and the enmity between her offspring and his. So the woman he's referring to is Mary, and enmity, the word means no common ground. So a common ground that they would have would be sin. And so he's saying that there will be the offspring of a woman is going to be sinless. But he doesn't just refer to the offspring. He refers to the woman as sinless as well. So Mary fulfills that original prophecy by being conceived without sin. So that's what the Immaculate Conception refers to. The common misconception is that people think that it refers to the conception of Jesus, which is not the case.
Right,
that's the Annunciation.
You know, but it was so necessary that she also be sinless because she was truly, you know, carrying him. So she had to be a sinless vessel, you know, in order to carry him. I think that was something that was so important for me to learn when I was starting to understand the Immaculate Conception as well. There's power in that.
And she's the new Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah,
Ark of the Covenant.
Yep.
The Ark of the Covenant was a... was made of the purest materials, so purest gold, purest well, yeah, purest gold and purest metals and purest whatever the case may be. But the Ark of the Covenant held the Ten Commandments, and so it held the law and the covenant. It held a piece of the staff of Aaron, sort of held a piece representing the royal priesthood, and then it held manna from the desert, which was bread. And Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant because within her body she holds the new law, which is Jesus Christ. She holds the royal priesthood, and she holds the bread of life within her, all of which is encompassed in Christ. And so just like the Ark of the Covenant was made of the purest materials, so is Mary made of the purest materials and is conceived without sin.
Ah, that's beautiful. You know, it's wonderful you explain that because a lot of people say, well, the words Immaculate Conception aren't in Scripture, but just because they're not in Scripture doesn't mean that there aren't references and you have to take the context and thread them together. So that's very beautiful how that's all threaded together with the Old Testament and the New.
Well, hey, Everett, I want to change directions a little bit because we've got about 3 minutes and we know you have a deep devotion to Our Lady.
Yeah,
and
it goes fast.
We just wanted to hear couple of the miracle stories, because we kind of promised our listeners at the top of the show that you would share some of the miracles you experienced through Mary's intercession.
Sure. Mary's role in the kingdom, I mean, she sits at the right hand of Christ, and she intercedes on our behalf, just like a queen would do back in the times of the Hebrew culture. And I'll tell the big one, since we only got 3 minutes, but probably the biggest miracle story is that she wants us to come closer to her son and the Eucharist. And I was a student in college and was part of a Marian prayer group, and this Marian prayer group would have Mass on Saturday mornings, provided that we could provide our own priest for the Mass. And I showed up there one Saturday morning, and there was no priest because there was a seminarian function that day at the college, and all the priests were tied up with that function. So the leader of the prayer group said to us, you know, Mary wants us to receive her son, and we're all here and to receive her son, so we're going to pray a rosary that the Lord would provide, or that Mary would provide for us a priest so that we can receive her son in the Eucharist.
That's kind of...
yeah.
And that's a big one.
Yeah. So, and there was just total faith that was going to be the case, that a priest was just going to show up and say Mass for us. Around the third decade of the rosary, in the back of the church, we started to hear voices. And at the end of the rosary, we still heard voices in the back of the church. So I went back there to investigate. Sure enough, one of them was wearing the clerical collar of a priest. And so I asked him, I said, are you a Catholic priest? You know, he could have been an Episcopalian or a deacon or something, so I didn't want to take it for granted. But he said, yes, I'm a Catholic priest. And I said, would you celebrate Mass for us? And at first, he declined. But once I said to him, you know, we've been praying a rosary that Mary would send for us a priest to celebrate Mass for our group. And he said, well, you know, I made a promise on the day of my ordination that I would never say no to Mary. So he's like, if Mary has sent me to you, then I'm required to celebrate Mass for you. So,
wow, I love that.
And then we sat down with him for a minute to talk with him, and I got his name, and I said, Father, what is your name? And he said, well, this will make for a better story one day. It's not Father, it's Bishop.
Oh, my goodness.
And Mary had sent for us a bishop of the church, so we had a private Mass with the bishop, and he celebrated a Mass for our Marian prayer group.
Isn't that like a mother to give you more than you expect?
Yeah.
You know, and to show that great love and just add that little extra to it, loving.
Yeah. She provides. Her role is to intercede for the needs of the people, and she is very powerful at that. So go to her regardless of what the need is, whether you think it's superficial or whether you think it's, I take every need and want to Mary and ask her to perfect it. Whatever that need is, whether if it's an imperfect desire, I just say perfect it and give it to the King.
Wow.
Well,
that's,
you know, really what? Beautiful.
I love the idea of that she perfects it too.
Yeah.
That she perfects
it. And every little need. Mm-hmm. Every little need. Oh my gosh. Well, this is so beautiful. And Everett, we just appreciate you taking time to be with us today to share your ministry, St. Andrew's Missionaries, which you can find online at standrewsmissionaries.org, and your great love and devotion for Our Lady at this time of year. So good luck, good work with what you're doing, and continue to keep up the good work for Christ.
Thank you, and happy Feast of the Immaculate Conception.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Well, you know, we have a little takeaway to offer today. This is kind of from a past show. And so the thing is you think about, okay, so Mary was born without sin and she brought our Savior. So that, because we sin all the time.
And
so
we need a Savior.
And we need a Savior. But did Mary need a Savior?
Well, if she's sinless, you do question that.
Yeah, what would she need? And the answer comes from Steve Ray, who gives the great metaphors. And he explains it like this. You're walking down a path and there's a mud puddle. You don't see the mud puddle and you trip and fall into the mud puddle and you get all dirty. And that's kind of like how our lives are. We kind of walk our lives. And then
the
we
puddles the sin.
The sin, and you sometimes don't see it, and all of a sudden you're in the sin. So then we go to reconciliation, and baptism has, you know, taken care of the stain of original sin for us, the original sin. And then, but then there's another way. You're walking down that path, or it's rewind the tape, and you're walking down the path, and you come upon that mud puddle, but there's somebody or a gentle hand that leads you around that mud puddle, and that saves you from sin too.
That's kind of a way of baptism as well. And that's what happened with Mary.
Yes, she's kept from sin. Mm-hmm. And that's her saving. She needs a Savior that way.
Yeah. So that I love Steve Ray's metaphor with that, understanding that. It makes it so much simpler.
He has the best metaphors.
Yes. And she needed a Savior too.
Yes, she did it.
He did it differently for her.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And if you want to learn more about Steve Ray, he's at CatholicConvert.com. He's got great metaphors. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. Awesome. Well, this... Our Catholic Women Now is grateful for the support of Fred Haas Law Offices. Mr. Haas has 35 years of legal expertise. He really understands people who have suffered or going through a lot of distress, and he really puts the word counsel into counselors. We've had lunch with
yes.
him. He's very wise. Uh-huh. I would say wisdom. He has a lot
one
of wisdom. One of his gifts. And he just really takes time with his clients, and he gives a free consultation for the first time that you would meet with him. And even though he's located in Des Moines, he serves clients throughout all of Iowa. 515-256-6301 or 888-338-6535 online at fredhaas.com. Fred double D, Haas double A. Well, this comes to the end of another great show here. And should
Tony's
we...
saying, wind it up.
Wind it
in prayer.
Wind it up. So let's close in prayer.
Okay. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners and our holy listeners out there now and at the hour of our deaths. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks for joining us. Your prayers, and please support our mission if you can with a donation online. The Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary is next.
Now go do impossible things with God.
Talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder is underwritten by Fred Haas. Over 30 years helping injured Iowans recover losses from accidents and work-related injuries. Fred double D, Haas double A. And Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. CindySchulte.com. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder every Thursday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on the radio voice for Catholic Women Now. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM, and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Iowa Catholic Radio.